From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, questions from the 9/11 Commission and questions of our own for the President and Vice President. But we begin today with the news of 10 more American deaths in Iraq. 8 troops were killed in a car bomb south of Baghdad. 2 more soldiers were killed in separate attacks. Meantime, in Fallujah, there's talk of a ceasefire of sorts, an end to the standoff between U.S. Marines and insurgents there. The Marines surrounded the city more than 3 weeks ago after 4 American contract workers were killed and their bodies mutilated. Now, the Marines have announced an agreement to pull out. For more on these developments, we turn to NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Philip, first, let's talk about that car bombing in Baghdad that killed 8 American troops. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it happened in a place called Mahmoudiya around mid-morning, Iraqi time. The U.S. military say that 8 soldiers were killed and 4 were injured. Now, this is a mixed Sunni-Shiite area, but it's an area which has acquired a reputation in recent months for being a center of resistance to the U.S. occupation. There have been a number of attacks there, including one on CNN some weeks ago, and there have been attacks also on American forces there. Now, this attack with 8 soldiers dead is one of the largest attacks in recent weeks on U.S. forces. It also means that the figure of U.S. fatalities has gone up. It's around 125, 126 this month, making this the most bloody month for U.S. forces since the invasion and occupation of Iraq began a year ago.
Now, in Fallujah, a Marine commander is saying that American forces will pull back and that an all-Iraqi force will take over security there?
Yeah, that's right. The U.S. Marines are saying essentially that there's a deal. They're going to draw back, they say, at least partially. And an Iraqi force of approximately 1,100 people will move into the city, and they will reportedly be under the command of a general from the Saddam era, an Iraqi general, although they will be over all under the supervision of the U.S. military. The Fallujah police chief has also apparently said that there's an agreement under which the Marines will pull back, and there's one report that the Marines have actually started pulling back. However, military sources in Baghdad that we've been speaking to today are advising caution. They say that it's far from a done deal yet.
And how viable is it to use members of the former Iraqi military?
It depends. The U.S. has said that it is willing to allow former Saddam officers of a reasonably high level, in fact a high level, into the ranks of the new Iraqi security forces, so long as their records are clean. What's not yet clear is how they will relate to the people who are actually leading the insurgency. Let's not forget that not very long ago, a U.S. general was saying that 4 out of 10 of the new Iraqi security forces who have been brought together in recent weeks were basically walking off the job at the beginning of this latest outburst of violence because they were intimidated into doing so. And 1 out of 10 actually actively worked against the U.S. And coalition forces. There are other issues here about the quality of training of that new force. There are questions about the willingness of Iraqis to shoot at other Iraqis. And there are some unfulfilled issues. For example, the U.S. Has been saying that it wants the insurgents in Fallujah to disarm. And when it tried to get them to disarm recently, they received old and broken weapons and very few of them in number. And they are also eager, of course, to try to arrest the killers of the 4 Americans who on the 31st of March were not only killed in Fallujah but also mutilated in front of TV cameras. So there is an awful lot of unsettled business here.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.